Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have a 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
I did!
Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. I am your host, Adam from Adam. It's a wonderful, beautiful Thursday, July the 7th, 2016. I'm happy to be on the air back with you sharing our Thursday night, and I hope you're excited to be joined with us. I am glad to be on the air once again, partnered up with the one and only, the beautiful psychic artist, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How are you feeling? What's going on?
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Oh, Patsy, I'm good. Excuse the delayed start. I was running just a little bit behind, but it looks like we made it just in time, and we have a bunch of callers on queue, so I'm excited about a great show. I've had a wonderful week of many, many beautiful challenges, all while being blessed by the sweetness of the sunshine as I endure these challenges and learn, grow, and evolve. How's things going with you this week?
Well, it's just been a roller coaster of a week and a lot of lessons, boy. I'm so glad to learn them. I had my
absolutely.
Really big, I had my really big art show on Friday night, which was extremely successful, everybody. I want to thank everybody that participated and came and supported me. And when I woke up Friday morning, Adam, you know, we had that fabulous show last Thursday night, and I woke up Friday morning, and I felt like an egg had opened inside of me, and a million butterflies came out. It was just a beautiful feeling, and then I got...
That sounds so beautiful.
Oh, my God. I got a call from somebody I hadn't seen in about 30 years. They were living in South America, this guy, and he found me... he didn't know where I was living, where I was in the United States or anything. And he came to see his family in Tampa, and he came over to my little community of Gulfport, and he was walking around getting brochures and said, you know, I wonder where that Patsy is. And he figured when he'd go home, he'd try to find me on Facebook. And he pulled some papers out from his pocket that he had picked up in Gulfport, and my name was on the paper, you know, announcing my art show. So... talk about coincidence. So he showed up, it was magical, and another woman who was a dear friend that had some horrible tragedies with a family member, her child, she showed up. And so then having had all that, you know, we talked about, I think a few weeks ago, about having, you know, wanting more and more and more. And I suffer from that, you know. It's like they can say everybody in St. Petersburg loves you. I go, yeah, but what about the people in Tampa? You know, it just never seems like it's enough, you know, all that trying to people please. And I'm really working on that. So anyway, I do want to say I had a fabulous show. I closed my bereavement counseling this week. So I had a a ritual about letting my mom go and everything. It was a beautiful, beautiful ritual. And I want to say that hospice is phenomenal. The services, if anybody gets a chance to use them, they're beautiful. And so my counselor said, well, now, even though you end your counseling, doesn't mean you end your grieving. You can continue grieving. But she said, what's your plan coming up? And, you know, right away my plan, Adam, was self-care. I think it's time for self-care. So I thought we could, you know, kind of honor that with our listeners tonight because, you know, I've gone in and out of, excuse me, codependent relationships and, you know, caregiving and stuff like that. And so I looked at this book that I had, and it's called The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beatty, which is about 25 years old. And she talked about responsibility and about one of the main things of responsibility is self-care, you know, and that we have to, I call it, you know, you have to stay inside of your hula hoop. What is your stuff that you're responsible for, and what is stuff that that other people are responsible to you for? And there's a real fine line of balance because so many of us, you know, we try to help other people, do this for other people, and then we drop ourselves in the meantime and we get unhealthy trying to do that. So it's real important that we learn how to recover from, you know, doing. And a lot of women do that, and I know a lot of men, but the goal is to get some kind of recovery and find a balance in all this stuff, okay? So when you look through years of really distorted things that we've done, you know, maybe being too responsible for a person or a friend or an employee or something like that, and then, you know, they have to be accountable to us for certain things. We have to be accountable to other people. So I think it's real important that we start learning how to appropriately be responsible for people. You know, I know as a parent, you want to do everything for your kid, but you've seen parents that do too much for their kids and they cripple them and they never grow up to be responsible adults. And also, you know, maybe you're helping a friend or whatever, and you're doing it all the time. That person has a responsibility to sometimes help you back. If not, you know, it's a one-way street. Or if somebody helps you too much and you're not being a good friend. So I think it's real important for us to be really gentle with ourselves while we learn this, you know. And I think it's real, real important that we learn this balance. So, you know, I don't know about you, but always at the first of the year, I say, oh, self-care means I've got to exercise, I've got to eat right, I've got to do all this stuff. But it starts real simple of being gentle with ourselves. And, you know, Adam, I know you rush around all the time trying to please all these people, and you do your different jobs, and you wear different hats, and then you find yourself depleted, and the first thing we do is go eat crappy food. Which only makes us even worse.
Are you reading my week or my day today? I think you just described my last 12 hours.
I can imagine. Exactly. And we reward ourselves because our brain wants some pleasure, some escape from that, you know, being, you know, fried out, you know. And so it's just say, hey, you know. And the reason I said it, I've had a really bad day with several different people, you know, and I had to step back and say, what was my part in this? Was I being, you know, overbearing, bossy, blah, 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 or am I too sensitive? Because sensitivity, too, can get you in trouble, being too sensitive. You know, somebody might say one thing to you, and then you take it wrong, and then it just explodes, and an argument comes out of that, you know. And the person maybe didn't even mean that. But we were tired. And in AA, they say, never get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. If you're in any of those situations, you're going to do something detrimental to yourself. You know, like you were saying, you were really tired today. So what you did was you overeat. That's a detriment to yourself. You know, somebody when they get angry, they might.
Yeah, but I'm planning on it.
Oh, I know what you do after the show. What is the name of that big place that all y'all go to for hamburgers in Atlanta?
Cookout.
Oh, my God, yeah. I know. That's a drug of choice for me, too, when I'm in Atlanta. Speaking of that now, I'll be in Atlanta next week, guys, so I hope to get to see you on Wednesday night at the community center where Adam puts the class on. So what time is that class, Adam?
It starts at 7:30. It's a little Five Points at the Little Five Points Community Center. So we're excited about having Patsy. We took off this week so we could rest up for your presentation next week.
What presentation?
I
always
excited.
Have something up my sleeve. You know that.
You're
I can't wait.
To
it's
it.
Going to be, yeah, it's going to be really, really great. So anyway, so let's talk about, you know, are you able to stay inside your hula hoop? Are you able to take care of the responsibilities that are your responsibilities, not get your nose in other people's business, you know? What do you think about that as a topic tonight?
Well, Pastor, you've already put my business out there. I must confess, this is a very sensitive subject for me, you know, and I was in seminary school in a lot of my pastoral care classes. That's one of the hot topics for people involved in ministry, pastors, light workers, chaplains, is the lack of self-care and the detriment that we find ourselves in when we neglect ourselves. Usually pastor burnout or whenever pastors get caught in any type of scandal or any type of trouble, it can be traced back to somewhere along the way they neglected their own self-care. Like you said, you start eating, you start maybe evolving in yourself in lack of integrous relationships or individuals, trying to have different voids met illegitimately because of that lack of self-care. And I have been running all over the place, just like you said, these past few weeks, these past few months. And man, oh man, am I drinking the consequences of just lack of self-care when it comes to just my personal well-being, feeling drained and feeling depleted. This morning was so hard to get out of the bed, you know, and I've been trying to do multiple things, so many different jobs, so many different activities, which is one reason why I decided let's cancel the meeting. And I worked throughout the whole holiday weekend. I went down to New Orleans. I did some work down there. We had a bunch of meetings before I left. It was just so much. And you text me today, and you were right on it, because this morning I kept saying, Adam, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not taking care of yourself. And then you said, hey, let's talk about self-care tonight. I was like, uh-oh. But that is a topic. And those people who are listening to our show, most of our audience, Patsy, are people who have been called to serve, people who have these empathic abilities, this compassion. And so this is a great subject and topic for all of us, especially those in the meetup groups, the Raise Your Vibration meetup group, whether it's the Raise Your Vibration group in California or here in Atlanta or New York. All of us are polarized towards service to others. And it is so important that we learn the balance of being there for others but not neglecting ourselves. And I constantly say that this is an area I need a lot of schooling on, a lot of wisdom on, because I constantly neglect myself and just have a hard time saying no and having a hard time not feeling guilty about taking my time for myself. And I am really asking God to help me learn, what does this true balance look like? I grew up in a family where there was a lot of obligations and different things expected of you. One of the words that you got called a lot when you weren't available for other people was selfish. And I heard a lot of sermons about being selfish. So I always have in the back of my mind, I don't know whether am I being selfish, or do I need to be selfish right now, or is this really me taking care of myself, or is this me being selfish? And I have had a hard time trying to learn what that balance is. When am I being selfish, and when am I really in need of taking care of myself? So now, Patsy, if I had to give myself a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being I've mastered self-care and I've mastered that balance, I give myself a 2 or 3. and I am, and I pray that I can learn it before consequences become too non-corrective. So that's where I'm standing on that. But this is an important subject when it comes to all of us who are called to service and have these strong gifts of compassion for other people, learning how to take care of ourselves. So I would encourage myself to follow up with that book that you're reading. I would love to get that title again, and I think I'm going to begin to study and research all the different ways one can get self-care. Pat, if you can give the book that you're reading about self-care back out as another, make another reference to that really quickly before we go into our callers.
Yeah, it's an old book, and it's called The Language of Letting Go by Melody Beattie. And she's the one that's really worked on codependent issues and codependent no more. And there's another one, Beyond Codependency, anything that has to do with codependency. But I also wanted to mention what you were saying, Adam, because I know you do come from a family that are helping people all the time. Our job is to carry the message, not the person. Okay? Carry the message. Mm. So it's kind of like teaching somebody to fish rather than to go and buy them fish to eat that moment. We have to teach them to fish. So our job is to carry the message, not, and what I usually do is, oh my God, I've got to help this person. Let me get them a place to live. Let me get them some money to eat. Let me, you know, blah, 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 blah. Instead of carrying the message about who's in charge, which God's in charge. You know, we can listen to them compassionately, but we don't have to support them. And there are agencies all over the world that help people. And we can point them in that direction, but we don't have to be the one that throws them in our car and rescues everybody. Because as you notice, that these caregivers that take care of people, they usually die before the sick person.
This is an observation that's been made over and over again. You're absolutely right. It has been an observation.
Yeah, so we all need to look at where that is.
I want to make another reference to a book that was just given to me, and I really take this conversation that I really need to begin to go through this book. I did, when it was first given to me, I began and I appreciated what I read in the first few chapters, but I have not made time to continue studying it. But the name of this book is called When I Say No, I Feel Guilty, and it's by Dr. Manuel J. Smith. And then, again, the author name is Manuel J. Smith, and it's When I Say No, I Feel Guilty. And it is really a book on assertiveness and training, and, man, it's been an amazing book. And the subtitle says, are you letting people walk all over you? Are you being manipulated into encounters you don't want to? Are you asking for a raise and not getting it? So it just talks about how to take care of yourself in different situations. And I haven't took time for myself to read it, but this conversation is really, really in my face that you really need to take notice of why that book came across your path and take time to really begin to look at it. Well, Pastor,
and
I'm
Adam,
curious to get our
uh-huh. Absolutely. I was just going to say, we did talk about that last week, of being our authentic selves and being honest to ourselves when we answer questions to people. So let's go to the phones, just like you say, and see what's going on.
What our callers are how they want to tune in on this and where they fall at on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being they are totally mastering self-care or they're neglecting it, and how they take care of themselves. So our first call, the last four digits are 5063. Call over the last four digits, 5063. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Justine from Atlanta.
Are you saying Justine?
Yes, Justine.
Awesome. How are you, sweetie?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm really good. I hope that you can come out next Wednesday night and we can meet.
Oh, I will be there. Yeah,
all
right. I'll definitely be there.
Okay, remind me. On a scale of 1 to 10, Justine, do you really, 1 being neglectful to yourself and 10 being really total self-care, where do you think you fall on that scale?
I would say a 6, but I'm learning I'm being forced to actually make that better because I've learned that basically, you know, if your cup is completely empty, you have nothing to give anybody. So I keep giving and my cup's empty. So I have to refill my cup so that I can bless others, you know, like I want to. In order to do that, I have to take care of myself first. So definitely at a six, but it's growing.
I love that metaphor. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Justine.
No problem.
I'm pulling a card for you right now, and wow, this is a very interesting card. I work from several decks when I talk to different people, and depending on what you say is what comes up for me and what I look at on the card. And what I'm getting a real sense from you is that, you know, every day we have a new slate, a new beginning, all right? And, and you know, there's different lessons we get in a lifetime. And, you know, our life lesson is to be compassionate, all right?
Yeah.
And this is what we're talking about, being compassionate, but not to the detriment of ourselves. So we're going through life, and it's like a class. And every day you get a different lesson. If you miss class, okay, you don't get the lesson, guess what? Exactly. And it'll keep coming up. I look at it as like a merry-go-round, you know, you're offered the brass ring, until you get it, it's going to keep going in that circle. So, but if you find yourself stuck somewhere in this process, you know, just back off. But what I want to say, and this is coming up really strong, is that one thing that will expose that gap that you have between intellectualizing and learning all this stuff and becoming wise, you know, because our whole idea is to try to become wise with life lessons rather than just reading it out of a book, is that one thing that will expose you is if a situation comes up for you and you want it to go your way and all this stuff, and if it doesn't, then you really show your behind off and you act very immature, you know, rather than backing off. So I'm going to ask you, this is what I'm getting from this reading, that some of the decisions that you made, think about, do I really need this? Do I really want this? How important is this for me? Okay? Because that'll keep you from being, you know, disappointed and pissed off or whatever if you don't get your way. So
in relation to work or life or
just in your maturity, in your general maturity. I think what's happening, you're going really high up that hill now, doing much better. Things that used to tee you off before and whatever, you're like learning how to back off a little bit. I think that you're very intuitive. Is that something that you're studying? Yeah.
I think that the
higher that you get, you're going to lose some friends because everybody can't stay with you in that journey because you're going on a real high spiritual journey. But what this card is telling me to tell you is to really be mindful and aware of your consequences of your actions. So before you jump into something or you make a big decision, kind of watch it from afar. And I'm not saying just to do a list, you know, the pros and the cons, but I'm saying, how is this going to affect me and my self-care if I don't do this? You know, how is it going to affect people around me? So just look at it on a spiritual level, you know, and then on an emotional level, kind of weigh it out. Because I think that you're going to be stepping into a teaching position with this spirituality path that you've taken. And I think it's real important that you get a real strong balance. And I have other cards here, but I think Adam has something to talk to you about this because he and I are on the beam tonight. So I'm going to turn this over to Adam. And Justine, have a fabulous week, and I'll see you Wednesday night. You're welcome, honey.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, Justine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Justine, it sounds like you're frying chicken over there, girl. What in the world?
I am making grilled asparagus and grilled, what is it called? Okra. That's what I'm making.
I hear it. You got a sensitive part. I'm like, what is she cutting up ice or frying chicken? What's going on?
I wish I was frying chicken.
I wish you were too. I'll come over and have pizza with you. But just see what I got is I do feel like there is something very important that's been presented at you. It was already presented at you, maybe within the past week or 2 weeks. But I feel like you do want to make sure whatever this offer is, whatever this opportunity is, definitely career-wise, you want to make sure that it's the right opportunity.
Okay.
But I really, really feel like you got to be very careful with where you're investing your energy these days and these upcoming months. You want to make sure that you are investing your time very wisely with doing your work and taking care of yourself and your projects, taking care of your projects, because it looks like there may come a time where you won't be able to have all the energy to invest in yourself. So it's kind of like you got to build up now before the winter comes, like a squirrel or some animal or whatever that's got to like do all the grinding they can do, because there won't be a time where they won't have that time. And you need to really it's just saying it's time to get really busy, but be very careful with what you're getting busy in.
Okay, I need to really basically just write music, because I've been not wasting my time, but I've been working on everybody else's projects, so I really need to work on my own.
I would say most likely, definitely, yeah. It's time for you to do your own, because there's going to come a time where you won't be able to do it like you need, like you have right now available for you.
Right.
So definitely self-care, work on your project, and choose others' people very carefully, but prioritize your own.
Okay.
And then, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Justin. All right, we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great night. Thank you for calling in.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 7937. Caller, the last four digits, 7937. You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? It's Justin out of hot Atlanta.
Oh, my God. How are you?
You know how I do it. What's going on, Patsy? What's going on, Adam?
You're a wild guy. Well, what about you? Are you still running around, or are you learning to take care of yourself a little better?
Oh, well, you know me. I'm always running around a place. I mean, on the range of the scale of 10, I mean, probably say a 5. Because sometimes I'm helping others. Sometimes I'm getting help. It just depends on the day. The whole thing I'm on, like I said, is all about a journey and just trying to find out, like, these key things, like Adam just mentioned, just key things that you have to pay attention to be aware of in order to make the best.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you said a 5, so that sounds pretty balanced, and it seems like you're weighing your options there when you're called upon. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because, you know,
well,
like,
I love
a lot
that.
Of variables. There's a lot of variables that have been revealed, so I have to start getting on the ball about it, you know, and there's no room for, you know, mistakes whatsoever.
Do you ever feel real pressured about that?
I won't say feel really pressured. I would think more or less it's I'm in season. You know, I can do anything I put my mind to.
Good. Well, what is that noise I hear in that background?
I'm sorry, it's a train.
Oh, I was going to say it sounds like a train, but is it a train in your car? Well, right, what I was going to say, this card that I pulled for you, it's all about cutting back, okay? It's not telling me to tell you to go forward a lot. It's telling me to have you cut back, because just like nature, you know, has that ebb and flow, you know. And it's really funny that when it comes to nature, we accept it. We accept that spring comes and then summer and then fall and then in the winter there's scarcity. You know, we accept it. But when it comes to us as our living, breathing creatures, somehow when this dynamic happens in our own life, we think of it as something like negative, like decrease, you know, like it's time to decrease to like we think of like diminishing returns or less money or less love or less. whatever, but what I'm saying that I'm feeling for you is time to trim some of the fat, okay, some of the excess, and to cut back and really start getting down to some bare essentials, because I think a lot of stuff around you is kind of distracting you from your true purpose. Okay. So I think it's real important for you to continue doing your spiritual work, but I think you're ready to take a step into a different and a higher position on your spiritual scale, your spiritual scale. And so the only way you're going to see it is to simplify. All right.
Okay.
So, you know, I know that, you know, trying to help people and all this stuff can sometimes drain your energy. And I know you're saying you're balancing it pretty good, but now I'm going to say that this is asking you to do like a really good spring cleaning, okay?
Okay.
And you know, when you do that, then you feel kind of fresh. You feel better, like you have more room to create. And I think you're going to be creating on a grander scale than you ever thought you could. And I think you're going to reach more people. So you're going to have to cut back some of the stuff around you so you can see it more clearly. I think you're getting a little distracted. And I want to pull one more card for you.
Okay.
This is about a romance. It's telling me that you're going to be entering some kind of relationship that's going to be extremely solid for you. It's going to be somebody in your life that has got your back really good.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure the last caller.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's really good. It's really good. So keep your eyes open for that and keep your heart open, because it's time for you to come back and look at this whole spiritual. This is almost like a giant a blanket. The sky is like a million stars available to you. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
You're going to get to be a part of that. It's going to be very grand. So I can't wait. Are you going to be there next Wednesday night?
I will. I'll be there with
you. Okay. I'll see you then. All right. I'm going to turn it over to Adam. Thank you, darling.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, Justin? Good to hear your voice again.
Likewise, my brother.
I just want to say really quickly to you, because, you know, we've talked last week some, but this week I really want to encourage you. It's very important to get ready to do whatever you got to do to move forward with your plan and your vision and whatever it takes to stabilize your future. And here's a phrase I want to say. I want you to – it's very important that your faith in your future is not wavered. So I want you to have a very childlike faith that whatever opportunity is coming at you, trust. Just trust. Trust. This is what the universe is leading you for right now. Do whatever it takes right now. Do whatever is required of you at that moment. If you got to pay bills, do what you got to do to pay bills. If you got to – if someone say, hey, would you – do this for me, do that. But just stay really focused on taking care of the next plan. Even though I want you to have a childlike faith, don't be childish in that process.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is don't be naive to the reality of what's being required of you. Don't be naive to the responsibility that's been placed in your hands. So you want to have a childlike faith, but you don't want to be childish when it comes to your responsibilities and moving forward and making progress in the areas you need to make progress. That balance makes sense to you?
It does. That's what always threw me off. Like I would get that card even sometimes and say, hey, you know, have childlike faith. And then I would, you know, you just really brought some clarity to it for me right there with that.
So yeah, bro. It's a balance. It's going to be a process of learning how to be in that how to have that faith, but not that childlike faith, but not act childishly. But you're going to learn. You're going to master it, and you're going to see your life unfold on a journey where things are going to. It's a process, but you're going to see things slowly work out. You've got to trust in the process. Trust in the process.
Okay.
So, bro, I'll be looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday, man. Thanks for calling in.
Oh,
have a great night.
Definitely. You as well, too, bro.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 3686. Caller, the last four digits 3686. You're live in the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh, Stacy. Sorry.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Yeah, what city?
West Palm.
What city?
West Palm Beach.
Oh, West Palm. Oh, I couldn't hear you. All right. Are you having a boiling summer?
Oh, my Lord. It's brutal.
I'm almost 70 years old, and it's the hottest summer I've ever spent.
Yes.
This is just wild. And I'm up in the St. Petersburg, Tampa area.
Oh.
So it's hotter where
you
are.
It tranquilizes you. Yeah.
I know it. You can't be outside. But I go swimming every single day. You know, I just try to be in the water and ask God to keep me buoyant and just to relax.
Yeah.
Stace, as far as helping other people and stuff, on a scale of 1 to 10, are you thinking, you know, are you totally taking care of yourself? Or are you kind of backsliding?
No.
You know, what's going on? What number, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best?
Ooh, I think, Lord, by the 10th.
So you're doing good self-care?
Yes.
Awesome. I love that. And in all aspects of your life, you're just really striving to do that then.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm going to pull a card for you right now.
Thank you.
Interesting. What this is all about, and let me think for a minute, just thinking about what you just said and what vibes I'm getting from you. This is about developing relationships with other people, but mainly one person, like getting into a almost like a romantic relationship now. Are you in a relationship with someone?
I would say no. Someone wants to, but I just don't know if he's on the up and up. Oh, and there he is calling my phone.
That's pretty funny. Now, you just sent out that vibe, girl. Well, what I'm saying is that, we can't live on our own. We have to have relationships with people and everything. But I see that there's a primary relationship coming for you. And if you would have said you're already in one, I was going to tell you it's going to move up to a higher plane, because this is when you first meet somebody, you're attracted to them, and, you know.
Right.
And then you got to walk the walk together until it develops its own rhythm. But realize that it's a give and a take, you know. We have to do some compromising, you know.
Right.
And,
it's been like 4 years, almost 4 years. We've been friends, and it's just all of a sudden, it's like every time you make a move, you know, it's like a pullback or something happens. And then here it is again. So I really don't know. Yeah, but then the other thing is, you don't want to mess up a beautiful friendship. You understand?
Right. And, every relationship doesn't have to be a love relationship.
That's true.
A relationship with someone that I live with that I have a really strong bond, really strong, but it's not a sexual relationship, but it's a relationship that I wouldn't give up for anything in the world. We have family time together. We're roommates. It's an incredible relationship. And I think people strive their whole lives to come to different kind of relationships like that. You know, one person can't be every single thing to somebody, you know.
That's true.
And I think that's why it's important that you do maintain that that friendship, you know, don't let that go. But I think it's real important that you need to be real supported. And I think the universe is ready to do that for you right now. So just know what's coming up for you right now, that the universe is going to support you. So don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
Rather, just look it in the eye and say, okay, bring it on, because I think opportunities for you right now to develop your wisdom is going to be coming from accepting these challenges that you're feeling uncomfortable with. So kind of watch it and see what you're doing in this, and then you'll get to make a choice that I think is going to be real powerful for you, real powerful.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn you over to Adam, and Adam and I are on the same beam tonight, so I'm sure it's going to be great. How about you, Adam?
Well, Pastor, we are on the same. We're usually on the same beam. Well, for my friend Stacy, I'm definitely picking up that relationship, but I'm more so picking the relationship up on terms of you, Stacy, really,
yes,
needing some time, not time. You really needing to take time to evaluate what is the priority in your life. I'm getting that there's a lot, and I'll say it one more time, a lot of fear you have of giving up your time of yourself. I don't know how long you've been single. I don't know how long you've been on your own, but there's something
that is very scary.
There's something scary about you being in partnership with another person. You don't like the idea on the subconscious level, and you really need to face those fears and face the truth and spend time and say, what is this? Because it looks to me that you've asked the universe, that you've asked God to help you become your best self, and you've been on a path of self-improvement, you've been on a path of spiritual transformation, and now they want you to enter into a relationship on a deep level that can help continue to make you a whole person. Now, there's a lot of talk out there that people should enter relationships unwhole and they should don't. A relationship should be two whole people. But what I've observed is that when the universe is ready to help you become whole and help you heal, they put you in a relationship because those relationships trigger things in you and they make you face your fears and face yourself. They're like mirrors. And this is a relationship that feels like the universe is orchestrating for you to come face to face with you through your insecurities, through learning how to be there with another person, learning how to be supportive, and how to build a life and a partnership with another human being that you respect on a lot of levels. And this is something new to you, and I would encourage you to really look within yourself and see, are you sabotaging this? Are you running away from it? Why? And is it legit reasons why you're running away from it? Or is this something that you may need to say yes to? And you need to do it quickly. You need to make those
decisions.
That
was deep,
quickly.
Adam. You summed it up. Yes. That was very, very deep.
Well, that's what I do, baby.
Wow. Whew, okay, I got to re-listen to this one because nothing but the truth. That's true.
Well, keep me updated, Stacey, on what you decide to do. And either way, the universe is going to support you in it, but know that they're committed to your growth and committed to evolving you into your highest being. And it looks like a relationship would be the perfect instrument to help you get to that next level.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my friend. God bless you. Thank you for sharing your
God bless you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 1163. Call the last four digits 1163. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa. I'm in Atlanta.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Are you part of that Wednesday night craziness over there?
Am I what? I'm sorry.
I said, are you part of that Wednesday night craziness where Adam is on Wednesday night?
No, I haven't been yet. I'm going to try to make the next one.
Oh, yeah, you got to come because it's getting to be such a big community of people that are just so like-minded. It's just magical, just wonderful.
Okay. Very cool.
So tell me now, have you been listening to our conversation about taking care of ourselves?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
On the scale of 1 to 10 now, Lisa, are you 1? Not taking care of yourself or 10, totally self-care. Where are you on that scale?
I would say I'm about a 3 right now.
Wow, okay.
I think I'm getting better. I tend to overthink things, and I just got out of a codependent relationship, so I just found it very interesting what you were saying, you know, at the beginning of the show about codependency. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better with that.
Yeah. Are you working now?
Kind of.
What's going on with that?
Well, I'm a musician. I'm a vocalist. And I perform most weekends, but it's not steady. So I had the only gig of the month this past Sunday. Luckily, we have had one come in on Monday. I just accepted a position to work at a nursery part-time to kind of help with finances. And I felt like that might be helpful for my spirit to work with children.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but as of right now, I'm kind of just in limbo waiting for that to begin.
So music is your life, then.
It is, yes.
Absolutely. What joy that gives you, I'm sure. I just dropped, okay, just talking to you, got very calm, and I think it's because of this card that I just pulled for you. This card is about just really calming down, all right? And, you know, in the tradition of mountains, it kind of symbolizes like Buddha, you know, it's like being still and rising above the hustle and bustle of everyday affairs, you know, and just watching the passage of time. So what this card is telling me to pass on to you is it's time for you to be really still, okay?
Okay.
To really get centered and get your mind's busyness calmed down, all right?
Okay.
So do you meditate at all?
I was meditating for a while, then I kind of lost, you know, I just kind of fell out of it. And I've been trying to get back into it. I'm just not sure if I want to go the same route as I was or if I want to try a different method, more guided, or going to other meetups where they actually do group meditations. So.
Well, you know, no matter what, you can do that the minute your feet hit the ground in the morning, you know, when you wake up, to get that divine contact right away. You know, and just be still, be still. And as you can be still, I like to look at something that's a nature. So I know it's really hot right now. I usually meditate outside, but if you can go someplace that has some kind of trees, or if you just look out your window, or maybe you have some white plants around you or something that's nice and that has to do with nature, because we forget that we're part of that. That we're part of nature, and we get into that busyness of life and we forget who we are. So this is telling me the me, or your me, is the part that tells you you have to stay busy. You got to get that job. You got to get this going. You got to, and it's time for you to back off. I love the fact you're going to work with children, because you're going to see a lot of different things and it's going to touch your hearts in so many ways. And so, but the more busy, busy, busy you get, the more it's going to take you away from your own truth, okay?
Okay.
So it's real important that when you do that meditation, you need to listen to what's going to start bubbling up in your mind and be able to let it go and get yourself really clear. So if it's negative, just watch it. If it's positive, just watch it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to fix anything. Just be. That's all you have to be right now. And I think what's going on is once you start breathing and start, you know, getting in touch with yourself, your opportunities are going to show up. But the more that you're trying to chase it or you get a little panicky, the more it's going to elude you. So your job right now is just to meditate, meditate through your new job, meditate through your, you know, the one vocal that you got this month. And I think that the fact that you are so committed to your talent, it will be provided for you to be able to share it with other people. So okay. I just think that's really wonderful that you shared that with me tonight. So I'm going to see where you are with Adam, and hopefully I'll meet you Wednesday night and we can talk a little more.
I would love that.
All right, Lisa. Thank you. Have a sweet weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Hey, Lisa, I am picking up that need for some quietness, but I feel like it's going to be, one, you've really got to get clear on your relationship status.
Okay.
I heard you say you just ended a codependent relationship, but that relationship is flooding my reading. And so I don't know if there's a second person that you've already begun to interact and dialogue with that you're forming a bond with. So I don't know if you're entering one and kind of slipping into another one. Is there a new person on the horizon already that's trying to enter into your life?
There are a lot that are kind of coming up from all different angles, and it's overwhelming.
There's one that you work with, or you have some type of creative process.
yes, there is.
Yeah, that one right there. that relationship right there is something that you want to just be attentive of. And
okay.
I'm not trying to dissuade you from being in it. I'm just saying be attentive of it. It's coming up as a critical relationship anyway.
Okay.
Meaning the benefits of it and the risk involved in it. So there's a lot of benefits of seeing this relationship, but there's also a lot of risk involved in it. So you want to proceed with caution in that relationship, and you want to be very clear with boundaries and what's going on with that relationship, as well as make sure you have processed clearly and learned all the lessons that you needed to learn and be still out of that experience of this previous relationship with this person who was quite something's going on in their head. I don't even know what was up with them. But
he was abusive, actually.
They came up that they were mentally unstable. So I don't know if they had post traumatic stress syndrome from military. Very mentally unstable. Very mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you want to really process and heal from that. And you really want to learn whatever all the lessons you need to learn from that and how you can prevent yourself from being in those situations again. And you want to begin to know what you need in relationships and how you can be more assertive and how you can be more more assertive and do more for yourself in relationships.
Okay.
But I do feel like this relationship, the one I'm talking about, is very critical on any level, whether you be a friendship or whether it evolves into something romantic. It's an important relationship, so don't take it for granted. And therefore, I'm saying be very treated as you would something valuable. So you need to know whether or not, do you want to use this plate for your party, or do you want to just use this plate to throw your coins on? Or do you want to put it in a china cabinet? Does that make that analogy make sense? Okay.
It does.
All right. So I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, and all the best with everything in life, and thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Well, Patsy, it looks like we are out of time because I do, before we end the night, Patsy, I have to address what's happening in this nation, what's going on right now. There's a lot of unrest in a lot of hearts and minds of people. This is one of the craziest times that I've witnessed in my 36 years in regards to just so much is happening on the political scene, on the local level, government level, when it comes to racism, when it comes to hatred, when it comes to violence and gun violence. These past 30 days, we have seen a lot of stuff. And finally, right before I logged on the air, I was just trying to log on, and I saw a flash of a young man who was found hanging on a tree here in Atlanta, Georgia, on Piedmont Park.
Whether that
was suicide or whether it was other related, it still is horrible. Either one is horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And my heart has been heavy all week long, and this is a very sensitive time. So I just want to encourage everyone that's listening, everyone that is processing and trying to process what's going on, I want to encourage you all to stay clear in your heart and in your mind, and don't forget to respect the sacredness of all humans. Despite their color, despite their prejudice. And I want to encourage you to be suspicious of your own suspicion, because you cannot attack hate with hate. You cannot attack racism with more racism. You can't attack violence with violence. That is not the way that you overcome evil. Evil can only be overcome with good. And it starts with your whole viewpoint. If incidences are happening and you are a victim of it, when you are not looking at the inner reality of a situation, for example, there's a lot of things happening with police brutality. I'm encouraging everyone, don't look at it so much as racism. And I'm not trying to be naive. I'm not trying to live in a fantasy world. But you're doing yourself a disjustice, and you're creating anger and frustration. Look at it instead as a problem of fear and a problem of ignorance and a problem of being afraid. And this is what happens when the ego is involved. because what I am trying to train my mind, not to look at the color or what's involved, but I'm looking at it, here is what happens when you have let fear dominate you from courage, when you have decided to act fearful instead of courage in your role as a person that's destined to, that's supposed to protect and serve, and not letting it become an issue of racism, because that just feeds the machine, and that creates more energy, and that creates, that lowers the vibration of everybody. But you must begin to see objectively of what's going on and recognize that there's a lot of fear that's been happening, and there's a lot of hate that's in people's heart, and you can't overcome and you can't fight hate with hate. And we've got to find solutions and not just attack problems, but we must find solutions and ask God to give us the solutions we need to fix this problem that's spreading with fear, hate, and blame. And we must, as light workers and as people called by the Spirit, we must raise our vibration and let that refresh the planet at this time. So, Patsy, I would love for you to give us a closing thought on how we can, or a prayer for everyone listening in our nation at this time, if you would be so generous to offer up a prayer of peace, of intelligent wisdom and intelligent movement on this for our nation at this time.
Well, Adam, you know, I've said this before, and I've said the person that's the most outrageous is the one that's the most generous, because they give us the opportunity to turn up our love. And that's what this is all about. We have to turn up our love, because this is the only thing that is going to counteract it. But I also want to say is, the higher we get in the hatred, the higher the spirituality. I have never seen more people wanting to join in and becoming loving and more compassionate. Okay, I see there's a big wave of that coming, and Atlanta is striving now to be called the city of compassion. Okay, and it's going to start just what we talked a few weeks ago, one kindness with another kindness, and not looking at the color or the religion or whatever, just seeing each other as we're all part of this big picture. And I'm including animals in this too, you know, I'm including we're all nothing but spirit. Spirit, spirit, spirit. So my, I wanted to end this with a little thing that I'm going to say for myself is, today I will strive for clear thinking about my actual responsibility to others. I will assume these responsibilities as part of care for myself. So when we take care of ourselves, we can help other people, just like the woman that puts the mother that puts the oxygen mask on her face before helping the kid. You have to align yourself spiritually and take care of yourself before you can step out and do for others. And I think that's what this show, the message of this show is, you know, turning up the love.
Amen.
So I wish everybody a fabulous weekend. And I'll see everybody Wednesday. I go to Atlanta. My birthday
yes.
is Saturday, so I'll be there on Saturday.
Little Patsy, I want to say happy early birthday over the airways for you. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you when you get here to Atlanta, and I want everybody to encourage you all, if you get value and you appreciate the show, continue donating or showing your appreciation through donating. You can go to spiritinprogress.com, or you can find our Blog Talk Radio page, and you can give a donation of appreciation to help us cover our monthly subscription, and just to continue to allow us to shine our light and work consistently at what we're doing to help raise vibration. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for sharing your Thursday night with us. Patsy, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday and having you lead on Wednesday. And thank you all again. Everybody have a great night. And remember, take care of yourself first. Love you all. Good night.
Night-night. Bye-bye.